You can think about strengths as attitudes and values that people might have. Also, think about different skills and abilities. People kind of categorize these into hard competencies, things where there's tangible evidence. These include a degree, a medal in a sport, recognition by an organization, and grades. Then there are soft competencies. These are our skills and abilities that make those hard competencies valuable. Madsen differentiates strengths in two ways. He talks about nominal strengths, which are labels we give to people based on our perceptions of them. We might say that someone is nice, thoughtful, attractive, or strong. He suggests that a more useful way of defining strengths is functionally. Instead of simply providing labels, we describe what a child, parent, or family member can do and the impact it makes on others. For example, we might say that the child's sense of humor draws peers to him, or that the parent prevails, getting food on the table regardless of the hardships she encounters, or that the family sticks together to resolve problems. All of these descriptions provide more leverage for people supporting the families. We can channel these practical strengths into the support process. For a lot of people, I find that the hard competencies are easier to think about because it's kind of the way our society recognizes accomplishments. For some of the children and youth that you'll be serving, they may not have had a lot of those, and so this is why, if you stay stuck in that area, they might say, "I don't have many." I was in a child and family team meeting several years ago, observing a special education teacher say that a young person in her class had no strengths, which was very heartbreaking. But from her point of view, strengths meant grades and behavior in the class, and she didn't think there were any strengths. So you need to go beyond those hard competencies, because a child may not have a lot of those in that category. But you also want to go beyond those hard competencies, even if they have a lot of them. Try to think, what are the skills and abilities that led to those accomplishments? Because it's those things that are going to help you in designing your treatment plan and doing your functional behavioral analysis, probably more so than the hard competencies. Let's discuss attributes. These overlap a lot. Do you put forth effort to spend time together as a family? If you do, you most likely hold the value that family is important, or traditions are important. So you can begin, if you get strengths identified in one area, and you're having trouble flushing this out, but the family says, "Well, everybody tries being at the dinner table, but that's about the only thing I can think about." From there, you can start with that, and try to pull out some other things from them. Let's talk about preferences and comfort level. This refers to how services are to be delivered. For example, I'm going to be more successful when we interact this way. I know in other settings I do well when these things happen. So it could be even a preference in terms of those strengths.